Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about finding more peace by not interpreting the actions of others. This is a portion of the symptoms of inner peace, which there are 12 of. Today, I'm going over number 6, which says a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. I find it interesting that the more anxious that we feel, it seems our opinions and judgments also get really, really strong. We can begin to think things should be a certain way or things shouldn't happen at all, right? We get into interpreting the actions of others, thinking that we know what they mean or what they intend without any real knowledge. The calmer we become, the more we can let go of the other and focus more on taking care of our own lives. And usually, that's more than enough. But can you see in your own life where you may be having what I call mind reading, right? That's one of those anxious thinking behaviors where we think we know what the other is thinking. This can lead us to all kinds of trouble. And what we do then is we really start to feed in with why somebody is doing what they're doing and really thinking that we have it all figured out, all based on just an action that somebody did. Or it could even just be the way a particular person looked at you or one thing that they said to you. We forget that everyone has their whole life internally, the same way that we do. There's so much going on inside each of us, but often we think we are the only ones that are feeling like that and that we know exactly what the other person is thinking. And they might very well be thinking the same thing about what you just did. So what do we do? One of the best things about all of this is to use communication. If you want to know something more about what somebody is doing or the way they are acting, ask them. We will do so well if we could start to get clear with each other. The actions of others, as it turns out, really has very little to do with us. The actions and behaviors of others are about them. It's about their state of mind, the climate of their own lives, and their style of reaction to life. Maybe they're anxious. Maybe they're tired. Maybe they're angry, but not at you. When we are anxious or struggling with anxiety, it can be challenging to remember that we are not the center of other people's universes, that they, just like us, have a heavy bag of issues that they are carrying around, and that bag is influencing their reaction to life and to us. We get to be able to see when we slow down that other people may be reacting just the way that we react rather than responding. Maybe they are having a difficult time. Maybe not. Maybe they are angry at you. Maybe something does need to be resolved. But we can't do that unless we are communicating with them. We cannot just interpret their actions in our own minds and make up our own stories. So often we can think that we are responsible for how everything is unfolding. Have you ever done this? You feel like you are responsible for everything. I used to say, when I was anxious, I felt like I was responsible for the price of tea in China. Like, I felt like I carried the weight of the world. I was not that important, really, but I felt it. It was a heaviness that I carried. It was not delightful in any way. So often we do think that we are responsible for how everything is going on, for the people, places, and things around us. This only depletes us more, leaving us with little reserves to be attentive to what is ours? What is our responsibility? Letting go of the responsibility of how others act and behave is liberating in body, mind, and spirit. Living from our own center, not spinning over to other people's centers and trying to interpret their every action, will set us free. But we are the only ones that can do this. This isn't up to them to change, to act differently, to clean up the kitchen differently, to look at us differently, or to use a different tone. No, we are the ones who get to decide whether that matters or not, whether we're going to respond or react, and how we're going to do that. Again, if we want to know more, we have to ask them for clarity. Again, communication. And I don't say that this is easy, but it is a way that we can set ourselves free by not being so tied in with other people's centers of their lives. We are not the center of their lives, so we can let that go. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So this letting go of control and actually not needing to even have an opinion about what others' behaviors or actions are can really set us free. This is what I refer to as getting to neutral. Again, no real opinion on what they just did or said. It just is. This is a form of acceptance. It's out there. It's real. But I don't have to have a black or white opinion about it. I don't have to jump in head first into making a real deal out of this. If I want to know more, if I feel that I don't understand something, I can ask for clarity. I can communicate. Not being interested in interpreting the actions of others is also a way to keep on even keel so that we can act in all situations versus reacting out of habit or mistaken interpretation. Have you ever done that? I know I have, where I thought somebody meant something and I reacted rather quickly. Maybe a knee-jerk old habit reaction, and I was mistaken. I interpreted the actions of the others completely wrong, and this is not a good feeling. And when do these kind of things happen? They happen to us when we're tired, when we're angry, when we're lonely, when we're hungry. This is why it's so important to keep ourselves on even keel and take care of ourselves so that we can act in all situations versus react out of habit. Being in good communication with others can remedy this misinterpretation, and so can being in a neutral state or one of no opinion until we have clear communication with others that are involved. So stay on your side and take care of all that is yours to take care of. Usually, again, this is more than enough. Do what you can with what you have and be clear with what you need or desire from others as a good example. Here are some ideas that you can try to keep yourself going. The first one is, I want you to be your own best cheerleader. Even if no one else can see your worth and your value, I want you to be there for yourself. This is where it all starts. You with you. Remember what is important to you and cheer yourself on mightily. The second one is keep self-compassion close to your heart, remembering that hurt people hurt people. This can help you to be kind to yourself and not fall prey to another's adverse action or behavior. Again, we need to remember that people could be in bad situations inside themselves. This is something we have no idea about. We don't know from the outside. Think about yourself. You are listening to this show, so you obviously have some sort of an issue with anxiety. So you go about through your world. Does everyone who looks at you or that you drive by or walk past know that you are struggling inside? No, they are clueless as to what you could be carrying inside and how actually off balance you might be feeling inside and how the littlest thing could actually set you off. Well, the very same thing could be true with another, with someone that is giving us a bit of a hard time or treating us in a way we think we should not be treated. Now, we do all deserve respect. Does that mean everyone will give us respect? No. And so we get to decide how far we want to take that. Is it worth building a story up in your head and making it really big and ugly and bad and horrible? No, it's not worth that. If it is a real issue, it will be made known. If it is something you want more clarity on, you get to ask for more clarity. You get to communicate with the other and see what can be cleared up. But that is for you to decide. You can either let it be what it is and be in no opinion about it, be in neutral, or you can ask for clarity. But please don't take yourself down the wormhole of endless negative possibilities. That will serve no one, and it will only cause you to lose precious time and energy. The third one I have is the old saying, don't take it personally, is really good medicine here. Be sure to find your center and let the actions of others be a reflection of their current state, their current inner state. Theirs changes too, just like yours does. We all have bad days. And again, keeping the personal pain out of it will help to keep you on your balance beam. We have so many different ways that we can get ourselves into trouble. And again, the mind reading one is the biggest one. It really does happen very easily. I deal with this a lot with people when I'm working with them and hearing what they are often talking about, issues that they are having in their lives and things that are going on that they feel they are needing to work on and figure out. And often they are guessing about what the other person is thinking. They are guessing. Now, sometimes we have to guess because we need to do something, right? We have to make a decision, go this way or go that way with it. Please give yourself the space to let that settle for a second. Don't react, but respond. And we can respond better when we give ourselves just that little bit of space, right? That little breather. Remember back in the days, maybe your mom, I remember my mother used to tell me this, to count to 10. Well, maybe that's not so crazy after all. Give yourself a breath or two. Let yourself exhale slowly and then decide how much energy you're going to give this. Maybe this is not the time. Often we can people have maybe acted in a way that we don't need to respond right in that moment. We can put it on the back burner and let the dust settle. Often, even if it is a time where you are face to face with someone and they have acted what you think is something that you didn't want, and maybe you can take some space from it. If it's a conversation that's going on, you could excuse yourself for a moment. You could go to use the restroom, take a few breaths, and come back and finish the conversation. But remember, you are not responsible for their actions, for how they are feeling. And I love the idea of keeping some compassion for the other. It can save you a lot of problems by having a little bit of compassion that maybe they are having a bad day. The checkout clerk that was growly or actually gave you a hard time. It's okay to just let that be. You don't have to stay there with them all day. You don't have to make a point of it. You don't have to make sure they know they were wrong or that they were rude. Sometimes we get caught up in that. And what we want to do is say, is that worth it? Is it worth my energy and my going into a reactive state with this person worth it? Obviously, there are times in our lives where we have to do things like that and make the point, but it isn't every time that we do it. These are judgment calls, I know. And sometimes we realize later on, geez, I probably didn't need to do that. That's great. That was a learning experience. Nothing wrong with that at all. I really hope that this show has been helpful for you. I hope that you are taking some time to digest this show, not to just listen to it. I would hope that you could actually digest it also. And one of my favorite ways of having people do that is to use your journal, to be able to write down what about this show meant something to you. What really rang your bell? What was like, oh, I need to pay attention to that. Take those things that resonate with you and jot them down. Maybe you can expand and, you know, journal a whole page about it. Maybe you just needed to write a quick note. But that is a way of being able to see it with fresh eyes on the paper, of being able to digest it and then assimilate it. And now for today's quote. Your opinion is not my reality. And that's from Steve Miraboli. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.